The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. This is an exciting day to talk about crazy things going on in the United States. If you missed the first 2 hours, remember that we do have a podcast. You can go to www.radiolawtalk.com and you can click on any of the prior shows we've had. They're actually listed as what they are. Like it'll list.
The topics are there.
Yeah, the topic will say what topic it is. So if you want to find a topic, you go there. You can go back 8 months from now and talk and listen to a topic that we've discussed. We'd like to thank KNNR Reno, 1480 AM, KNNT Battle Mountain, 98.5 FM, KELY Ely, 1230 AM, and KAVB Hawthorne, 98.7 FM for joining us. We're going to talk about a number of things. First of all, we're going to do the case or no case, which is our favorite thing. And we're going to talk about a judge putting a stay on the Stormy Daniels trial and why they did, why this judge did. We're going to talk about Eli Manning being sued for memorabilia fraud. Again, this is all allegations. The court holds that the monkey does not own a copyright if he takes a picture of himself. So therefore, I guess I can't hold a copyright if I take a picture of myself or Todd or... let's say Chris Rodriguez. Prince heirs are suing Walgreens in the hospital for Prince's death. And that's interesting. That's kind of up my alley. A number of these are up my alley. The four of us here, the four hosts, we have Chris Rodriguez as a host. He is a civil lawyer. He does all types of corporate law. He does employment law. He's a civil litigator. Todd Kunin is a criminal lawyer. Denise, you do...
family law.
Family law. All areas of family law. What is people hear family law? What does that include? What does family law include?
Well, it goes beyond divorce. It's child custody, child visitation, support for children, for families. It also involves, guardianship and conservatorships. I do as well, but technically they're probate matters.
Right.
But they still involve families.
And then I do personal injury, and Cal does nothing. He just pushes the
I'm just board. A bum. I sit back here messing up the audio board. That's my job.
That's all he does. And then Seth sits there on his iPhone and just looks at different things the whole
time.
Well,
he tweets pictures and stuff sometimes.
He does. But you know what? No one's calling Seth for now. Sometimes he's like working his head off answering the phones. And other times he's just sitting there staring at us. So give us a call if you want to just talk to Seth. You don't even have to get on the air. Just call Seth. 855 Law Radio. Just call Seth. I don't even call to get on the radio. Just call and say hi, and make Seth feel like he's actually doing his job and getting, you know, hey, we're getting some out of him for what we're paying him. He's got a big zero.
Crickets.
I saw three crickets. Fingers. Does that mean you're getting three fingers?
$3. Yeah. $3.
That wasn't actually three fingers he held up. It was.
Oh. I'm seeing triple.
All right. But the most important thing about our third hour is case or no case. Let's roll case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Case or no case originates today from the great state of Indiana.
Oh.
This is back home in Indiana. A young woman goes to a motel and stays there.
Back home again. Is this an Indiana song or something?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a state song. Back home in Indiana.
Oh, Seth's pretty happy.
I can tell he's
Seth's
about
from
it.
Indiana, by the way.
He's listening to it going, okay, Cal, move on. Move, quick. Okay, so woman stays at a motel in Indiana. And the owner says, would you mind please posting a review for us? And she said, sure, I'd be glad to post a review. about the sewer smell, about the hair left on my bed, about the fact that the air conditioner didn't work, the light bulbs were burned out, and the toilet wouldn't properly flush, I'd be glad to post a review. And so she posts a review that tells the story, the truth of this apparently, at least for that moment and for her stay, terrible motel. So the motel, after asking her to post a review, sees the review and dings her credit card $250 additional for a negative review. For the hotelier said, well, when you signed up to stay in this hotel, it says very specifically in the section on which you clicked I agree, that if you post a negative review, we can ding your credit card for the additional $250. And so I ask you, A, does that seem right? But B, and I'll start with Fred this time, would this be a case or no case?
Okay, interesting. First of all, this is in the realm of social media that everybody's doing reviews on different social media platforms, which I won't throw any out there. This is very, very clear, in my opinion. Very clear. This is not a case. It's made up. Cal, you said it was $200, and then it said $250. You did it from Indiana, and Indiana is where your call screener buddy is from. This is not a case. Not a case.
Okay, well, what if I just slipped up on the 202?
You might have. I'm going to say not a case. Okay, well, I'm sticking my neck out big time for that.
Your answer's on the record.
Yeah, so not only a case, so that means 2 points if I'm right. Not a case.
All right, Denise Dirks, was this woman safe back home in Indiana, or is Cal making up a case out of whole cloth?
You can really make up points.
Well, if Indiana, yeah, I know.
You can really make up
some
points.
And I could also make up a really bad decision, too.
I love the trepidation with which she approaches this.
So the small print actually said that if she does a negative review, they have the right to ding her credit card $250.
Well, 200 first, now it's 250.
Pick a number. Yes. Yes, the small print, when she booked this through an online booking, and in the section in which you clicked I agree, it says if you post a negative review, we will ding you $250 off of your credit card.
Okay.
So, case or no case?
I'm sorry, it is not a case.
You don't think it's a case?
I don't think it can possibly be a case, because I don't think that hiding that negative review stuff in a very small area of a contract that she signed really gave her
notice. He's crumpling
authority.
Paper in front of his mic.
All right, so Todd Kunin, what do you think? Would the case or?
I think it's a case and they win. It's a case and they win.
That doesn't sound like Todd Kunin, does it?
Where's Todd?
I don't know. All we know is we came in here and Todd's gone. Literally, hold on. Come take a picture of his
Where's
chair.
Todd?
Where's Todd? We got no Rodriguez and no
Where's
Todd.
Rodriguez?
So we
Where's
have no Todd?
Todd,
no Rodriguez. It's Denise and I sitting here, Todd just all of a sudden skipped out, and it was one of those, oh, crud, I got to go to some act. You know, don't forget, he's an actor, too. He is an actual legitimate actor, and he's got something going on.
Well, what I think is he was acting when he said, I got to go. He was
that's probably.
Must go.
It must go. So he's got to go, and he's not here, so it's Denise and I by ourselves. So guess what, Denise? If we are right, we just got to figure a way to be right here. We could almost cheat and ask Cal what the answer is. If you know the answer, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. But for now, Denise and I could, if it's not a case, that's bunch of points we're going to gain on Rodriguez and on Todd Kunin. Who Todd Kunin, by the way, those of you who didn't hear our first hour, is becoming more and more famous because you know he's got an agent and is going to be on video games now. Wow, big time. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk. Denise and Fred, the stalwarts.
The conclusion to Case or No Case is coming right up right here. So stick around on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly the best jerky on the planet.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road and come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Looking for a full day of fun for the family? You can't beat spending your day or evening at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville, the premier family entertainment destination for all of Northern California. Pick from one of two adventure-themed 18-hole mini golf courses, then get challenged on our fast car racetrack. Don't miss Golfland's state-of-the-art laser tag arena, Laser Nights, and over 200 arcade games. The best in family entertainment, now at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville. Golfland.com.
The attorneys you hear on the panel at RadioLawTalk.com are all licensed to practice law in California. But if you want a lawyer, no matter where you're listening, you can check our website, RadioLawTalk.com. There's a button there that says, Talk to a Lawyer. Press it. It's that easy. And of course, we thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk.
Case or no case, Cal. Boy, Denise and I went out on a limb. We're both saying no case. Why don't you review?
Well, before we, let me tell you the case very quickly. A woman from Indiana stays in a motel. She issues a review at the request of the motel owner, but she's honest in her review about the bad air conditioning, about the hair on the bed, about the sewer smell and the toilet not flushing correctly, et cetera, et cetera. And so when the owner sees the review, he says, ah, your fine print says if you issue a negative review, I can charge you more. So he dinged her credit card for an additional $250. And Denise, case or no case, just to remind folks?
I said no case. I followed suit with Fred.
Fred Penny also said no case. Now, yep. Before we go forward, I realize that I'm the arbiter here, but Todd Kunin texted his answer, and he said, case, but the motel loses.
No, he cannot.
No, he cannot.
He's not here. You have
to
be present to win.
Okay, so that's for entertainment purposes only, not for points.
All right.
I just wanted to pass that along.
Yeah. You have to be present to win. It's just like the lottery.
You're doing it again, huh? Whatever.
Okay, it's like a contest. I got it. Yeah, you have to be there. Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Okay, so now, those of you who said it is not a case, that would be Denise and Fred. Raise your hands, please.
Come on, please.
Oh!
Oh man, we were gonna catch up, Denise. Todd, and I think Todd and both Chris. By the way, Chris isn't here because he had a big case in another state, and he flew in this morning at 9 a.m. So he's maybe just listening. But they are happy right now. That was bizarre, Cal.
So, but here's how it came out: the Indiana governor got wind of this, and he said, this is how this is going to work. I'm going to get with my attorney general, and we're going to take that provision out of the law. That is not acceptable. We're going to make sure it doesn't happen again.
What provision out of the law?
That you can ding people's credit cards if you don't like their review.
Oh, does it say that in the law they could have done? Or they're going to make something that says you cannot
do it? You cannot do it. So Todd says, so how do people get to call in? And Rodriguez has given an answer when not present and gotten points for it. That's true, but he was on the phone.
That's right.
Oh, Rodriguez did?
Yes.
A while ago.
But he
doesn't
was on
matter.
The phone. He's only got 10 points. It's not like
it's
a big threat.
Yeah, but what kind of little clues did you give them over the phone, Hal?
Nothing. He just listened on the radio and decided he wanted to call in. That was all. But anyway, the sad point is the hotel has not yet lost, but will, I'm sure, when it's all said and done, because the governor has thrown his weight behind it and the legislature has thrown their weight behind what the governor wants to do. But this apparently is not an uncommon proviso. Huh. I've heard of this happening to other people in other states, that if you know, that's one of the things you sign off on. Negative review, we can go get you.
Oh, my
which
gosh.
Seems ridiculous, but again, what are we counting on? Nobody reading the things they click when they click I accept.
Wow, right? Interesting.
Right.
And we talked about that before. Actually, I was on national news and I talked about that on the
exactly
Facebook
right.
yeah. issue.
Exactly so. Right. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Case or no case.
Thank you for joining us for Case and No Case, where Denise and I totally fumbled the football, Denise. We could have caught up on the two little boys that decided to go do something else instead of being with us.
I know. I should have not followed suit, but, you know,
that's
you're
okay.
so persuasive.
I know. I thought we had it. And we did have a good analysis because Indiana, that's where our call screener's from.
Right.
He said the wrong number a few times. We're just thinking, I think this is one that they just made up. All right. A North Carolina jury awarded $50 million to its neighbors of a 15,000 hog farm in East North Carolina. This case is being watched by environmentalists, the hog farm industry, and this is just not one case. Apparently, there's multiple cases that are going throughout the country suing hog farms. There's 26 actual lawsuits. This is the first one that has come down, but there's approximately 26 more going where the residents are saying, look, it stinks too much, you have environmental issues, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, there's new technology available that help you get rid of these
right.
Noxious, stinking
Todd Kunin's.
Yeah, waste stuff that from the pigs. And and this particular defendant was bought in 2013 by China's WH Group,
right.
The world's largest pork producer. So
that's
this
exactly
is a
right.
big this is a big hit.
But the issue is going to be, you know, if it starts with these big farms, what happens in the smaller farms and stuff like that. So this is what their arguments are, just in general. And there's only 10 neighbors that did file this. But guess what? And this is I brought this up to my wife, and I know everyone's screaming at the. I hope people are screaming at the radio saying this. But they moved in next to it knowing it was there because this hog farm has been around a long time. But that there is a famous Sun City case that exact same thing happened where Sun City in Arizona built out toward this cattle stockyard, and they had to move. And so it all stems from that case. And I don't remember the case off the top of my head, but it's one that we've studied in the past. Even in law school, I believe I studied that. But
yeah, it's basically surrounded by – you're creating a public nuisance.
That's exactly right. So they said there's open-air sewage pits on their properties. This is what the plaintiffs are claiming. Noxious, sickening, and overwhelming odors. They said the stench was so thick that the neighbors are arguing it was impossible to get it out of their clothes. Ooh, that's kind of fun. Maybe some people might like that smell, but the legal argument and the lawsuit started in 2014, and just now the $50 million verdict had come down. The continued use of anaerobic lagoons where hog waste is stored behind livestock pens, and then it's liquefied and sprayed on nearby fields. I wish we can tweet a picture of your face. Yeah. You should see the picture of Denise's face.
Yeah,
but here's the question. Here's the question.
Liquefied pig manure, right?
It is. So it's Smithfield's food. Was bought in 2013, like you said, by a Chinese company, which is the world's largest pork producers. But their argument is, again,
the pork producers are arguing.
No. Back up. The people argue that there's methods that you can do since 1980s and 90s is 1 year old. The methods you're using, there's methods that can clean it up, and they're claiming the pork producers. That's not true. We're using the best methods we can, and the methods that you're claiming we should use from here on out are not. Other experts say those won't work better. So
yeah, they have not been proven to be effective.
But as my wife said, she goes, but they moved to where it was. And that's a lot of you are probably saying. And yeah, but it doesn't mean you can continue to make it smelly. So we'll be right back and talk about a few more things, especially the Eli Manning lawsuit.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Sturks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
The following announcement brought to you by SacramentoLawyer.com.
Finding the right lawyer for your particular needs can be confusing. With all the commercials and listings, and who's to say whether the lawyers there are even any good at what they do. So when you're looking for a lawyer, it makes sense to find someone local with the experience and expertise in that area of the law where you have a need. That's why there is SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
At SacramentoLawyer.com, you just browse the site, free, and see the Facebook reviews on the firms you're considering with just a simple mouse click. That way you learn a little bit more about the lawyers there before you start making this critical decision. And there's no pressure. Use the right tool to find the lawyer that's best for you by going to SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
That's SacramentoLawyer.com.
All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo. But first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? Right then. Well, Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti consilius me oriere por questus purpurium juris consult.
Latin, that's a nice touch. Thank you, Denise. Next time we'll try it in English if that's okay. Fred, how about you?
Cal, I don't want to read all this. Can't we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues and they should hire their own attorney instead of relying on what we have to say here?
Well, we could, I guess. Chris?
I'm not going to be there anyway. Why have me do it?
Let's have Todd do it.
Me? Read disclaimers? Why, I couldn't. The information you hear on Radio Law Talk is general.
The preceding promo was for entertainment purposes only. And if you want true legal advice, contact your own lawyer. Just a tip from your friends at Radio Law Talk.
Be sure to read our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com as well.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
Peekaboo. Peekaboo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
So in 2014, a lawsuit in New Jersey was filed against Eli Manning and some memorabilia companies that that actually sell his memorabilia that he's got a contract with, claiming that some of the memorabilia that is sold is counterfeit and fraudulent. Mainly, a lot of the things that they sell, Denise, are like used helmets that actually were used in a game or in a Super Bowl, or this is the jersey or the shoes worn, and they're trying to claim that this memorabilia is actually not stuff that had been used, but it was fraudulently purchased for that reason. And that started in 2014. So now what's happening is the trial's coming up, and Eli Manning himself is trying to get out of it, saying, hey, look, you can go ahead and sue the memorabilia company that I've hired that sells my stuff, but it's not necessarily me that has done this. And the New Jersey judge ruled, and this is what in California they call it a motion for summary judgment, or they're just
motion to dismiss.
Thursday the trial is scheduled for May 14th, and the judge said, nope, it's going forward, and Eli Manning, you're going to be there because you were accused of participating in this scheme. And what the judge – see, don't forget, the judge does not decide you're guilty of this, Eli. All he's got to basically say, or she, is, okay, is there enough evidence there to go forward to trial? And that's all the judge is saying. So the judge is not saying that, Eli, yes, you are at fault here. The judge is just saying there's enough evidence that this needs to go forward,
yeah.
Correct?
And he basically found that Manning could have possibly committed common law fraud and consumer fraud.
That's exactly right. So, you know, these jerseys and footballs, especially ones that have been used by athletes, this is a big business. And I'm telling you that these collectors make a ton of money doing that. So there's two other collectors who filed separate lawsuits who joined forces with Eisenberg, who was the one bringing the lawsuit. They named the Giants as co-owner John Mara as a defendant, equipment manager John what is it, Skiba, and memorabilia company Steiner Sports. Steiner Sports sells Eli Manning's memorabilia, and it actually gets the stuff that's game worn, that was worn in the game. So what's interesting is they have a little bit of evidence, Denise, huh? I think that was against Eli Manning that they found that just put him in as possibly knowing what was going on and what was
well, they found in April 2017, there's a court filing which contained emails in which Manning appeared to ask Skiba for two helmets that can pass as game used.
Yeah, this is all Washington Post is putting this stuff
out. But it doesn't
out.
Say what it's being used for. To, I mean, well, you know.
Yeah, but you
can't. For all practical purposes, he's not saying, I want to sell them to collectors.
Yeah.
He could be using them for a different purpose.
And appeared to ask him, hey, for two helmets that can pass as game used. So he's asking, you know, that's in quotes. So, but all the judges saying, hey, yeah, the jury needs to decide this, not me. So,
right.
You know, that's going to be interesting as we go forward to see what's going to happen with Eli Manning if he's found to be part of this whole scheme.
Two helmets that can pass as game used.
Hey, let me tell you what they
that
do.
Sounds hinky on the surface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily, because he could then sign them and give them to people, his fans, and not sell them as a collectible item.
But game used has a different connotation in the collecting world than a practice helmet or one that he just dings up
right.
and rubs on the ground.
Well, I guess that's probably true. That's a term of art then, huh?
Here's another thing that's interesting, Cal and Denise. So what they've hired is experts in photo matching. All they do, these experts, is photo match. So what they're doing is, for example, one was a helmet. Was this helmet the helmet used on this date?
Against Tampa Bay or whatever. Right,
and they're looking at the photos during the game time and the videos to determine, okay, there's Eli walking off just as he's walking off the fourth quarter, taking his helmet off, whatever, and looking at it.
Looking at the marks
on the
helmet.
Marks,
and, yeah,
and then
yeah.
they're comparing it to the ones that were sold. And so this is dueling experts. And so this is all about fraud. They're trying to claim it's fraud. So
like the O.J. Simpson Bruno Mali shoes.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's true.
I mean, that was determined by later in the civil suit by
right.
photo experts
right.
who said, well, if you don't have those, what about these that you don't have?
That's exactly right.
Right, right.
So anyway, we're going to follow up on the Eli Manning counterfeit memorabilia lawsuit when we come back in about 2 or 3 weeks, because it's the 14th. So who knows? The trial could last a little bit longer than that. But the monkey. Okay, let's talk about the monkey. This one is interesting because what we did in a prior case, show in Radio Law Talk, apparently it's a monkey. What kind of, what's it called? A macaw, right? A macaw.
Something like that. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but.
It's a monkey. But anyway, the court dismissed a case. A lawsuit filed that claimed that the monkey who appeared in the selfie owned the copyright for the picture. And who the lawsuit was, apparently the person that owned the copyright was a guy out of England that's claiming that he didn't even make hardly any money on it. But PETA got involved, and PETA is the – what does PETA stand for?
For the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Okay. So they get involved, and they sue on his behalf saying – You have no right to this picture. This monkey does, because they took the picture. Well,
because it's a crested macaque.
Macaque. Okay.
And it took a selfie. Really took its own selfie. It's kind of a cool picture.
But here's the, and I know I remember from our last show, this millions and millions of views from this. And it's a really a cute picture if you want to look it up.
And he's smiling.
Yeah, he's smiling. But here's what happened is the court threw it out and they appealed it to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals which is a California Court of Appeals. Well, it's not just California, but it's known as a very, very liberal court. And I can't remember the exact numbers, so I'm going to give an estimate, just so you know this estimate. I believe like 70% or 69 to 72% of the cases are overturned that go to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
No, that come up to the Supreme Court from the Ninth Circuit.
From the Ninth Circuit, win. But anyway, so the Ninth Circuit said, no, this isn't going to happen. And in fact, they're very detailed, said that they ruled that the copyright law does not allow lawsuits that seek to give animals the rights to photograph themselves or their original, not photograph, but the rights to the photographs of original work. Copyright infringement can only be claimed on behalf of humans, the court said. But then I said to myself, I know a little bit about, enough to get in trouble about copyrights, but can a company claim a copyright?
Yeah, corporations can.
Yeah, so I guess that they're
But corporations are an individual under the Constitution.
Yes.
So I think that's really what they're saying. It has to be an individual.
So there we go. The most important thing we've done here today, Denise, is we have helped people understand that their animals cannot sue them now if their animals take a selfie. My dog, I'm not quite sure how he's going to lift it up and take a selfie of himself with the two paws. But if they do, I'm going to use that and make
money. Well, I don't know. I think I've seen selfies from Todd's cats.
Yep.
You know, and they're quite entertaining.
It's not like the dogs haven't tried.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the same thing when President Bush, the first President Bush, you know, his dog, he wrote a book, and President Bush was the first one to point out that his dog, Millie, made $1 million, and here he was, the most important person in the world, and his dog made more money than he did.
Good for Millie.
But was a better writer. Oh, come on. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Todd's not here to make a better joke than that one, so I don't know. Hey, you know, Prince died in 2016 of an accidental opioid painkiller overdose. We all know about that. The details of what happened are coming out now as a civil lawsuit by his family. They're suing the Trinity Medical Center and Walgreens Pharmacy. It's filed in Illinois. And this is what they're alleging, okay? They're alleging, first of all, that the hospital failed to properly investigate and treat an initial overdose that the singer-songwriter survived less than a week before, okay? And then this overdose killed him. The suit also claims that the Walgreens pharmacist gave Prince the medication for an invalid medical purpose. So I guess we don't know yet because I haven't read the documents, but I wonder if they knew he wasn't supposed to have this medication. And that's an issue too.
Well, I think what happened is that he was taking the painkiller portion of it
Vicodin.
Because he had a sore hip, because of his jumping and because of his act required
right.
it. I guess.
Taking Vicodin.
Yes.
And they're saying he was given a counterfeit medication containing a more powerful opioid called fentanyl.
Yeah, the killer.
So, the killer one. Yeah. So,
that's the one that puts you to sleep.
Yeah, so that's what they're trying to say. By the way, there's all these OxyContin, opioid painkiller companies are being sued in a lot of class actions, a lot of, not class actions, but mass tort cases. But we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this, and then we'll move on and talk about the Orlando Waffle House shooting lawsuit. We'll be right back after this.
There is much more Radio Law Talk to come right here on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
This is Denise Dirks. We can help clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned.
And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possible.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car. Watch 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
The following announcement brought to you by SacramentoLawyer.com.
Finding the right lawyer for your particular needs can be confusing. With all the commercials and listings, and who's to say whether the lawyers there are even any good at what they do. So when you're looking for a lawyer, it makes sense to find someone local with the experience and expertise in that area of the law where you have a need. That's why there is SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com. You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Yeah, before we get to the Waffle House, Denise pointed out this is very important. We want to talk about really quickly Stormy Daniels' lawsuit against Cohen. The judges in the civil action, again, she's suing Cohen, who is Donald Trump's personal lawyer.
Yes.
Suing him on a civil action to what? Why is she suing
him? She's trying to determine that the agreement that she signed for where she was paid $130,000 to not talk about her relationship with Donald Trump was not signed by Donald Trump himself, and thus it's not valid as against her. And so she's trying to get relief from that contract.
That's exactly right. So what's happened in the meantime since that suit is Cohen's, you guys, everyone who's watched the news, his law offices were raided by the FBI. They took all types of documents, including computers that had all types of information on Cohen's clients, which included the a client by the name of Donald Trump, and Sean Hannity apparently is one of his clients. And there's a big issue of attorney.
Well, that's kind of that issue because Hannity says he never was a client. He just asked him questions about real estate.
But the issue is whether or not the stuff that the FBI took was attorney-client privilege. And there may be some criminal action against Cohen, and we're not going to get into those details right now. But why the judge put a stay on this and Stormy Daniels' attorneys were not happy about, but he put, I believe, a 90-day stay or a 120, I can't remember, 90 or 120-day stay.
It was a 90-day stay because he says that it looks like Cohen will be indicted very soon.
And if that's the case, then the civil trial's not going forward anyway because he's going to plead the fifth and he's not going
to
testify.
Yeah, and they won't be able to go anywhere with it.
That's exactly
right. But just some interesting things about Michael Cohen. His net worth is about $100 million.
Wow.
And he was paid by the Trump Organization $1 million a year.
He gets paid $1 million a year to be general counsel, basically.
Yes.
Interesting. That's good pay.
That is. And issue is this payment of $130,000 that was paid to Stormy Daniels. And there's a question as whether or not that payment can violate the fundraising and you know, the rights of to raise funds, or if it was an illegal
payment. Right, the FPPC, the Fair Political Practices Commission.
Exactly.
Right? So in looking at all of that, the Sean Hannity thing, that ended up being kind of a sidebar, red herring in all of this.
Right.
But isn't it interesting how this guy has, that judge went on a fishing expedition looking for other clients. If you were defending that case, if you were defending, you know, clients and the lawyer, what would you do? I mean, to me, this seems like,
well, first of all, they were trying to make a claim of privilege at documents that had been taken by the FBI.
As executive privilege?
No, privilege, attorney-client privilege.
Okay, right.
And so the judge
Stop right there. Mm-hmm. I just want to make this clear, Denise. That's because this is Donald Trump's private lawyer, not his lawyers as a president. This is his private lawyer. Go ahead.
That's right, exactly. And also because he claimed, Cohen claimed that he had other clients that they had taken documents from, and he had to assert the privilege on behalf of his other clients. That's when the judge was prompted to ask, what other clients?
Who are they?
Yes,
who are they?
Right.
But he asked it in open court. Wouldn't you normally move, if you were the lawyer, to say, can we go do a sidebar or something? No, this is privileged information.
Yeah, that's what's called an in-court, in-camera hearing. And that's where they go back, be in the judge's chamber, basically, and review the documents outside the media. Yes, Cal, I don't know why that wasn't done. That should have been done that way.
You would think so.
I would think so. Yeah. So anyway.
I agree with him, but what jurisdiction is this? I'm not exactly familiar.
I don't remember.
I think it's in New York, right? Southern District of New York. Yes, it is. It's in the southern part of New York.
Yeah.
So I don't know the law in New York. There may be slight differences between, you know, that you have to, when you assert a privilege, you have to actually state who you're asserting the privilege on behalf of, maybe.
But again, that's an open court. So therefore, the privilege is now tossed out the window.
No, it's not, because just the identity of your client does not necessarily violate the privilege.
But doesn't the client have to say, you can release my name and therefore waiving privilege?
Well, generally speaking.
Sometimes it's public record.
Generally speaking, again, I'm going to say general.
Right.
A lot of the judges will probably take it in the back, given the situation, take it back in the chambers.
And this attorney seems awfully aggressive for Stormy Daniels. Have you gotten that same impression, or is that inappropriately so, or is that just?
Well,
my
that's
take?
Not unusual. I mean, that's
no,
not unusual.
I don't think he's overly aggressive. I get the feeling that he's taking humor with the way things are playing out, because the facts that are coming out and the way things are coming out in the light, it's not in a usual fashion. You know, it's not through the court process, it's not through the deposition process, it's not through discovery process, and it's
the
really
media.
Public process by you know, the president himself, as well as other witnesses and potential victims.
Don't forget, judges can determine who is in the courtroom and who isn't a lot of times. You know, can you have cameras? Can you have, you know, not? Can you have the media there during it? And there's rules and laws if it's children, by the way, that it's got to be more private.
Sure.
That's right.
But
or if it's, yeah. In family law, we have a lot of areas where it's not public.
Exactly.
People cannot go look at the file unless they are part of that. Case.
So the Orlando Waffle House shooting, death of Herbert Johnson, the owners of the franchise and the East Coast Waffles company, is being sued by the father, and this is in Florida, of the person who passed away. Apparently there's an altercation out in the parking lot. This is a known, very rough area in Florida, and this thing's a 24-hour restaurant. And the suit is now accusing the Waffle House of failing to, one, sufficiently light up the area, to not hire competent employees, because apparently the employees should have known what was going on. Apparently some employees knew there was an altercation and didn't call 911 till later, or didn't step in and try to stop it or defuse the altercation. These are the claims, mainly that they didn't call 911 and failed to intervene. But I also added something here. I said, well, maybe, and I haven't read the full complaint, is maybe also an argument would be you didn't have proper adequate security. Because if you have knowledge that this
they
is
did the, say that. They actually did state that they didn't have adequate security. And that they should have had an employee who was also security related.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. So anyway, this has just started, but that's just coming down the pike. But one that Denise and I have been talking about during the break that's very, very interesting is if you remember the Otto Warmbier. He's the guy that was in North Korea. He was a student, and he's the guy that took like a poster off the wall that was a propaganda type poster, and he was taken with him. He was arrested, put in jail, and basically they returned him in a coma. When he showed up to the United States practically.
And they couldn't explain how he got into the coma.
Came home and died.
And it looks like he had been brutally tortured, to be quite honest. He had consistent injuries with torture. And so his parents are suing North Korea in a federal court. And why is it federal court?
It's because it's a sovereign immunity.
There's a federal question. Exactly. So, and diversity of jurisdiction too.
That's exactly right. So the big question here is, can you sue a country, especially, North Korea? So generally, you could sue anybody you want. Let's put it that way. And yes, you can sue North Korea. The question is it binding and is it going to be allowed? So can you sue the United States? Yes, you can within the United States. And I do it quite often, believe it or not. I've had a number of cases that were mail trucks hit a person or hit a car or hit a motorcycle, and it goes to federal court, and you sue the United States government. And so that happens, but the United States government allows it. Suing North Korea is all about sovereign immunity, and like we're talking, Denise, this is very complicated law. But the odds of them getting money out of North Korea and North Korea allowing them to sue, or it being binding on North Korea, is going to be very, very difficult. But they could still sue them, and I'm sure what they're doing is they're making a point, Denise. Because what's going on right now? Right now, North and South Korea are becoming friends, and Trump's starting to talk a little more with North Korea.
Yeah, and Trump has said, I am going to talk about the human rights violations of North Korea with the president, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
And so we know that that's going to happen. There's probably going to be some discussion about Otto and his family members. And I don't think it was limited just to North Korea. I think that the suit actually goes after Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, it goes after him also. So I'm sure that's going to be a discussion coming up, but we're at the end of our third hour. We've had a wonderful time. Denise and I, you and I had more fun together than the dang boys acting up all the time. So
well, we've did a lot of information out there, and it was fun.
Yeah, next week, join us again, 9 to noon Pacific time. This is Fred Penny at Radio Law Talk. See you next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.